Let's get on the telephone line and welcome in our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Drapes, how are you doing this afternoon?
Rich, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Well,
long time no talk to.
Yeah, doing the best we can. How are you and your family?
Good. We're hanging in there, man. Trying to do the best like everybody else. It's difficult times, obviously. It's, but we're making the best of it here in the Draper household.
Well, glad to hear that. Yeah, everybody doing what they can to get by and keep their chin up. And it's good to have some distractions out there and a few things to talk about in the world of sports, although obviously it's a little bit slow, but we do have some things happening in the Boston sports scene. And so among other things, the Patriots making some news with the not totally unexpected departure of Tom Brady. I guess we enter the Stidham era now.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what we're going to get, right? I mean, to me, he's the great unknown. There's a reason why the Patriots draft him in the fourth round. Obviously, they're high on him. They didn't go out there and sign a big-name free agent. And so, clearly, Bill Belichick believes in this kid. I guess you got to get him some reps, and that now's a chance to see what he's made of. But if I'm a Patriots fan, I can't be excited about the upcoming season and the prospects of making it back to the Super Bowl. But who knows? Maybe Stidham is the guy. But I will say this, Rich. You have to find out, right?
Right.
If you went out there and got a Cam Newton or a big name, whoever it is, does that mean Stidham's again just going to be on the bench? I guess you got to find out what you have in this kid. And you're going to have, a draft pick you can use this year, too, if you feel like, creating some competition at that position. So we'll see. The Stidham era is here, but I'm not too geeked about it, let's say that.
And fans will have to get used to a new kicker as well. I think it's time to bring Adam Vinatieri back.
Exactly. Why not? One last go around. But, I guess the time was up for Gostkowski. When you look at it, I mean, the Patriots have had two kickers over the last 20-plus years. I mean, they've been very fortunate. And clearly, the injury last year, and there were some who thought maybe, his best days were clearly behind him. It would not surprise me to see the Patriots draft a kicker this year, and, maybe even a fourth or fifth rounder or something like that, because we know how much Bill Belichick values the kicking game.
Kyle, the NFL largely sticking to their schedule, at least for the time being. They're changing up the draft a little bit, but are they doing the right thing by keeping the football offseason schedule about the way it's been in the past?
Yeah, I think so. I think you still have time, right? I mean, you still got a month to go before the draft, and as of right now, no decisions need to be made immediately. If I'm the NFL, you operate like you will have a draft. Obviously, it'll be different. Won't be any fans. But the GM say, how are we supposed to work out guys? How are we supposed to test guys? How are we supposed to, do medicals on guys? And so that's a challenge. I could see, it being pushed back, but, that they still have time to do that. Rich, it doesn't have to be, all right, let's push it back now till May. There's still some time,
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. Has to be frustrating. Well, it is for everybody, but the Boston Celtics were having such a good season, and to have things derailed the way they are. And I guess there are at least plans being discussed that if things could clear up in the next, month or two, that the possibility of summer playoff basketball still exists.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Summertime is usually when we take our vacations. But you know what? I miss sports so much. I think, the collective world misses sports. And, I think, long as it comes back, I was reading some stuff earlier. Sports is sort of like a unifying force, a sign things are getting back to normal. Remember after September 11th, people turned to sports to sort of get back to normal. And I think, the NBA and Major League Baseball, whatever it may be, if they do come back, to me, that'll be a sign that we're getting back to normal. And I think we need that right now. And so, I'd be all for summer basketball. I think, this was a wide open year where so many teams had a chance to win the championship. And you hate to have the season called off like that.
Absolutely. When will we see on NBC Sports Boston?
That's a good question. We're revamping some of our programming.
Right.
Everybody's doing a work from home kind of thing. So hopefully soon, man. I hope Monday you know, it's going to be, you know, a little different, obviously, because of the social distancing aspect of it. But, you know, hopefully we're back to our normal programming and, you know, seeing all the familiar faces again sometime soon.
Well, we sure hope so. Kyle, in the meantime, stay safe. We wish you and your family well. Appreciate you as always making time, and we'll check in again next week.
Okay, Rich. Thanks, man.
That's Kyle Draper with us at 5:30 here on Downtown.